Once upon a time, there was an old mother pig who had three little pigs. As she was too poor to keep them, she sent them out to seek their fortune. The first little pig set off, and he met a man with a bundle of straw. "Please, sir," said the first little pig, "give me that straw to build a house."
"Daddy, I don't want you to talk that way in the pig's voice."
Which the man did, and the first little pig built his house. No sooner had he finished when along came a wolf and knocked at the door. Little pig, let me come in," said the wolf.
And "No, little don't talk that way,"
pig answered. "No, no, no, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin," so the wolf said.
"I'm not laughing."
"Okay, then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in." And the wolf huffed and he puffed and he blew the house in and ate up the first little pig. The second little pig met a man with a bundle of sticks. "Please, sir," said the second, little pig, "give me those sticks to build a house," which the man did. And the second little pig built his house. No sooner had he finished when along came a wolf and knocked at the door. Little pig, let me come in," said the wolf. And the little pig answered, "No, no, no, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin." So the wolf said, "Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in." And the wolf huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed. And at last he blew the house in and ate up the second little pig. The third little pig met a man with a load of bricks. "Please, sir," said the third little pig, "give me those bricks to build a house," which the man did. And the third little pig built her house. No sooner had she finished when along came a wolf and knocked at the door. Little pig, let me come in," said the wolf. And the little pig answered, "No, no, no, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin." So the wolf said, "Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in." And the wolf huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed and he huffed and he puffed. But he could not blow the house in. Then the wolf, very, very angry indeed, and he said he would climb down the chimney and eat up the little pig. So the third little pig made a blazing fire and put a huge pot of water on to boil. Just as the wolf was coming down the chimney, the little pig took the lid off the pot and in fell the wolf. Then the little pig put the lid back on again, boiled up the wolf until nothing was left of him, and lived happily ever after. It's a nice story, isn't it, son? Say goodnight to everyone. Say goodnight.
Night.